Good morning.
Don't say that.
What should I say?
Good night. It's National Opposite Day.
Is it day or night?
Black is white. Good is evil.
And evil becomes good.
I'm going to do the exact opposite to you.
What is happening right now, huh?
This whole thing bass act.
I thought today was Opposite Day.
Hey, opposite is opposite.
It's Opposite Day.
Happy Opposite Day.
It's showtime.
So we'll call this the bottom of the hour.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Opposite Day? This could be way too confusing. So can we just do the show as normal? We got a good one.
In digital HD.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I guess we should address the elephant in the room right off the bat here. We broke the story yesterday morning on WKLK News Radio. You may have caught it on the post on our Facebook page. Country Cupboard in Lewisburg closing. It breaks my heart. Why do I feel this way? A lot of people feeling the same, posting up as well. Maybe I should do something personal. Because other people, their posts, I don't know, they're getting out of control. We're starting to make it a political thing. Stop. Stop with that. The fact is, a beautiful local business that has been around probably longer than I have. I moved here in 1982. I remember going there almost right away and being in awe of the place because it was so big. And it was so much more than just a restaurant. Somebody had asked me to go out for breakfast on a weekend. I said, sure. And then I got there. I was like, wow, check out this place. I made it like a frequent stop, especially at Christmas time for some reason. I don't know why, but I was always there at Christmas time. You may have seen me. My mom and dad absolutely loved the Country Cupboard. My dad and mom, when they would visit, which wasn't that often, but when they would, my dad would say, hey, take me to that cupboard place. Let's have some brunch. You know, I mean, it was like everybody loved the Country Cupboard. And now I know times change and times have definitely been treacherous on all of us. But the point is we are losing something very valuable. We're losing a part of our heart, I think. Now, if I'm overreacting, you let me know. Ford Fun Line, always open, 1-800-326-94KX. If I'm going overboard on this, a little over the top, Tom, you let me know. But I am very hurt over the Country Cupboard closing by the end of February. It's almost like I want like somebody to, I don't know, somebody to bail them out like we did with General Motors years ago. I don't know. I just want the place to stay open. But I guess these are the times in which we live and the pandemic in which we tolerate every single day. So I don't know. I guess I could move on now. We'll go and entertain you the best way we can. But I just, every time I see another post on social media about Country Cupboard closing, it just takes my breath away and I'm sad. So I don't want to be sad for the rest of the show. So let's move on. I'll be okay.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon coming up with late night TV. The FBI was called in for a mooning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Guys, get this. The FBI said an unruly passenger on a Delta flight was taken into custody after he refused to wear a mask and mooned a flight attendant and other passengers. The man ultimately apologized and then returned to the cockpit to fly the plane.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're coming for you, Lucky.
This St. Patrick's Day, me clover charms turn milk green.
What? Let me go. We must have made a wrong turn.
Turn your milk green with me special Lucky charm. They're magically delicious.
Okay, stop. St. Patrick's Day's coming. I'm very Irish. I'm very into St. Patrick's Day. But the Lucky Charms that turn the milk green are coming back. Do we miss them? I don't like anything that turns green. Even if it's like for St. Patrick's Day. When you go out and they have green beer, it just doesn't look right. McDonald's started years ago with the Shamrock Shake. I'm okay with that. Other than that, no. Leave the food and drinks alone. Stop making them green. Thank you. Speaking of McDonald's, go to our 94KX Facebook page. Take a look. Your chance to win coming up next hour with McDonald's. Mix and match with Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Coming up, viral comedy. She's 110 years old, and she just doesn't want to admit it.
110.
What?
110 years old.
10.
110.
I don't believe that.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, these are real good. These two good cuts today. Imagine if your grandma was 110 years old and you went to visit her, and when you told her she was 110, she didn't believe it.
Get older on your birthday?
Yes. How old are you?
I have no idea.
110.
What?
110 years old.
Ruth, you're 100. Yeah.
110.
I don't believe that.
No, you look like you're 21.
Now, don't
why
lie.
Why sure?
Yeah, why
and
sure?
Just as beautiful as ever.
Why sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Ruthann Fear, and she is 110 years old, but she doesn't believe it. And you know, this happened to me in real life when my kids would play with their toy phones and imitate their dad. Well, I got caught once, but not with an F-bomb. Listen to this toddler pretending she's talking to grandma. Yeah. My goodness.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Where'd you get that, Mommy? Daddy? Huh?
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We wanted you to check our Facebook page. You still can. Morgan in the Morning. McDonald's Mix and Match. Coming up with a chance for you to win. So you get to that Facebook page right now. It is National Opposite Day, and I keep forgetting I'm supposed to call the show Morgan at Midnight. But it just creeps me out and gives me flashbacks of early in my career.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Okay, we just had viral comedy. Now people want to know what my kids said on the phone. You know, I tell you these little tidbits, and you just need to follow up all the time. That's why I love you guys. You pay attention. The viral comedy had a little toddler flying the F-bomb on her play telephone. Well, I raised three lovely daughters, and the one in the middle had the devil inside, just like her dad. She had a play, you know, telephone. She was pretending to be talking to a relative of mine, I guess. Because when you're from the coal region, you cuss, but you cuss affectionately. You people in Shamokin, Copemont, Mount Carmel, you know what I'm talking about. I'm from Nipa. Same kind of peeps, just a different coal region, a larger one. So my daughter's maybe 2 years old, picks up the phone and says, "Hello, how the hell are ya?" We had to have a little talk that you don't say that ever again. Great piece of viral comedy, though, because kids do the darndest things. Hey, speaking of it, we have another piece of video we want you to Google later. I didn't want to put it under viral comedy because it's The Rock. The Rock playing Daddy Close Your Eyes with his daughter. It's absolutely adorable. The Rock sitting in a chair with his eyes closed while his daughter smears peanut butter all over a piece of aluminum foil and lets him have it.
I trust you, Daddy. I hear a lot of foil.
Here it comes, Daddy.
I hear a lot of foil.
Here it comes. Listen to that kid giggling. Adorable.
Oh.
Yeah, he got a face full of peanut butter. Probably the only person who can do that to The Rock.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, coming up this hour, a chance for you to win with McDonald's. You've got to go to our Facebook page first as we play a brand new game called Morgan in the Morning Mix and Match.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Can we get some cheesy game show music? I love cheesy game show music. Try to get it ready for when we play that game. It's coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, yeah. Where did we find this music? I like it. Do we have to pay for it, or do we steal it off the internet? Hey, it's Morgan in the Morning, like the man said, and welcome to Morgan in the Morning Mix and Match with McDonald's.
Did you go to our Facebook page? If you did, you saw this morning's post of an absolutely delicious-looking cup. Oh, is the music over already? Oh, it's going to keep going? Oh, this is the quiz part. All right. You saw a picture of McDonald's McCafe hot coffee.
Audio Jungle.
Morgan in the Morning mix and match. Which would Morgan match it up with? Sausage burrito?
Audio Jungle.
Sausage McMuffin? Or hash browns? Oh, you got a 1-in-3 chance of winning this. Yes. What do you think?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Let me know. We'll make you a winner. W-Q-K-X. With the all-new Morgan in the Morning mix and match from McDonald's.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV is on the way. Seth is talking about Jay-Z going to court to make sure people can't use rap lyrics in court. Really? What is that all about? Late night TV next. Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner.
Well, now, wait a minute. We don't know if she's a winner. She has to play the game first, jingle person. So maybe we should bring back the game show music. Yeah. It's time to play Morgan in the Morning. McDonald's mix and match. Who do we have on the line?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm in Pathfinder.
What you doing today, Kim?
On my drive to work.
All right. You may be stopping at McDonald's for breakfast soon because it's Morgan in the Morning mix and match. Good luck. You got a McCafe hot coffee in one hand. What are you going to match it up with?
Sausage
McMuffin?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would match it up with today. Congratulations. You got a McDonald's gift card.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be dropping that to you quickly. And have a safe ride to work.
All right, thanks.
Woohoo! That was pretty easy. Check our Facebook page every morning. We give you the question and your choices. We give you the mix and match, but you've got a choice on matches. We make you a winner with McDonald's 94KX.
Never need a chick, I'm what a chick needs.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Rapper Jay-Z has reportedly signed on to a letter urging New York Governor Kathy Hochul and state lawmakers to ban prosecutors from using rap lyrics as evidence against defendants in court. Not because it's unfair, just because it's so cringy to hear lawyers recite them.
W-Q-K-X. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Lynn Hall is here in the studio.
I am.
All right, here's some celebrities that range in age, that's for sure.
Okay.
Anita DeBosa, she plays Anita in the new West Side Story.
Oh, really? Okay.
The part that was done by Rita Moreno.
Rita Moreno, yes.
There you go. She is just a youngster. Let's just say she's in her 30s.
Okay.
Alicia Keys hits 41
all
today.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely love her.
Yes, she's awesome. I love her voice.
Twilight fans, Chris Booley is 41 today. He played Dimitri.
All right. And I only ever saw a couple of those. I'm sorry. I'm a little off on that one.
But you know what? Remember how people were addicted to it?
Oh, yeah.
And then it just went away.
There were watching parties and stuff. And
yeah,
it disappeared.
All right, Mia Kirshner is 47 today. Who is Mia? She is Mr. Spock's mom in Star Trek Discovery.
Really? Mr. Spock's mom?
So I had to dig up some audio on this.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't find Mia, but I did find Mr. Spock talking about his mom.
Opportunity? Now, listen, Spock, you may be a wonderful science officer, but believe me, you couldn't sell fake patents to your mother.
I fail to understand why I should care to induce my mother to purchase falsified patents.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm no Trekkie, but Spock rocked.
I know.
All right, what else do we have? Oh, two other birthdays that people might not care about. Chyna Kantner is 51 today.
Okay, has something to do with Jefferson Starship, doesn't it?
Very good. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Paul Kantner and Grace Slick
there
had a baby.
There we go. It's Grace Slick. There we go.
Back in the day when they were Yeah.
When they liked each other.
So China is not known for anything. So why is she on the celebrity list?
I don't
know.
I don't want to forget China.
That's what some politicians think. Anyway, now it's time for the locals. We call them.
They're birthday buddies.
They certainly are. Adam Romig. Happy birthday, Adam. He's 39 today.
Brett Kahn from Sealands Grove is 52.
Carolyn Wrights from Lewisburg is 41 today.
Deborah Drasher Dock is 61. Happy birthday.
Erica Patterson, 42.
Heather DeLong is 44.
Happy birthday to Heidi Dunkelberger. She's 47.
Jeff Kaufman from Augustaville, 59 today.
Katie Stover from Sunbury, 43.
Natalie White Knight is 39 today.
Happy birthday to Nathan Wolf from Spring Glen. He is 30.
Neil Whitmoyer from Benton, 44 today. Happy birthday.
Rachel Fox from Sunbury is 30.
Ruth Owen, 36 today.
Happy birthday, Shirley Hendricks from Sunbury. She's 54.
And Valerie Zellers, 57 today.
We have no one on the Ford Fun Line this morning. The Facebook page is loaded up with other kinds
of
stuff.
It's blank, though, as far as this is concerned.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing on email or texting.
Or the regular phone.
Those are the ways that you can get a hold of us every day at this time for
Birthday Buddies.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Okay, we heard the news. Now it's time for the good news. Coming up next, he's on the spectrum, but he loves police officers and he loves to dance. His name is Isaac.
I always come to visit on every Mondays.
I'm glad to see other people getting just as excited about Isaac's performances as I am.
It's all coming up next.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A Wisconsin man who's on the autism spectrum is showing support for area law enforcement by dancing for them every week. Isaac has a favorite detective, and it just spread from there.
I always sing songs to Officer Mylon. She's my favorite detective.
Isaac is living his best life. We just get to be a part of it for 15 minutes once a week.
I always come to visit on every Mondays.
I'm glad to see other people getting just as excited about Isaac's performances as I am.
Way to go, Isaac. Maybe we could spread that nationwide, and I'd love to see it happening locally. That's good news. Here's great news. A young boy in Alabama, 6 years old. Wow, he's a hero. He pushed his four-year-old sister out of the way of a moving vehicle and got hit himself. He's okay, though.
Now, he's definitely a hero. He's got the heart of a hero. As first responders, it's our job to put ourselves in harm's way for the citizens of our city and our region. But as a six-year-old young man, to be able to recognize what was happening and react the way that he did, it's definitely a remarkable feat.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Not just for your sister, but being a hero. And some local good news. Less than 500 patients have been admitted for COVID-19 locally. 32 in Geisinger, 21 in Shamokin. And locally at Evan, 33 patients, 20 of them unvaxxed.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
That's good news.
94.1 WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Do you get nervous when you're driving in the snow and you see a snowplow coming at you? Like, you get scared, and there's really no need to, because these guys know what they're doing, at least most of the time.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
A snowplow driver in Ohio is on administrative leave after pushing snow into the lanes of oncoming traffic. Somebody videoed it.
They're spraying water. You know it ain't accident. Oh. Plow just caused an accident.
Yeah, it wasn't just any accident. It was at least 40 vehicles and injured 12 people. The eyewitness saw it coming and pulled off quickly. I don't know where to go with this. I mean, these guys do get training, and then sometimes
plow just caused an accident.
The snow is being thrown in the wrong direction. So you take your administrative leave there, buddy, and remember, those blades are adjustable. Oh, God.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We got Tom Webb from Spyglass with us. Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Yeah, we're going to make some sleds for a Try It Tuesday coming right up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We like to mic it up, bring guests into the studio. We have so much going on in the studio now. There's no better person to pull in than Tom Webb from Spyglass Ridge Winery and Three Beards, because the Cabin Fever Party is this Saturday. And our Try It Tuesday, in a few minutes, we're going to build the sled. And Tom, you want in on this? You know, I mean,
absolutely.
We're racing an exhibition anyway, because we are your media sponsor, so we don't want to win, but...
Right.
Okay, maybe we do want to win, but anyway.
Yeah, I'll put some tape on that cardboard.
There you go. Hey, tell me about the Cabin Fever Party. It started years ago as something to do at night, and now you've expanded it into a whole day activity.
Yeah, this is, I think, the sixth or seventh year for our Cabin Fever, so which is awesome. And we kind of came up with that concept. We always had the wine trail in March with all the wineries, and normally we'd get over 3,000 visitors the whole month of March.
Oh, that's great.
You know, right, between every weekend. Mm-hmm. So that was a big month. And then, this was when Michelle came on board, and she's like, you know, I'm kind of bored here.
Yeah, we need something to do in January, Tom.
She's like, there is nothing going on. Get a band, get some music, and we'll have some fun, kind of break up the winter. And she came up with the Cabin Fever.
Okay.
And now the brewery is on the hill and open. And she goes, let's do something big between the two buildings. And I said, well, we have a hill.
Yes, you do. We sit on that hill and watch great concerts.
Exactly. Okay. So she came up. She's like, hey, let's do a cardboard sled competition. And
unbelievable.
And kind of an outdoor party. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's going to be. We're even going to build an ice bar outside.
This sounds interesting.
Yeah, I have 60 blocks of ice, so Levi, we're gonna make him stand out in the cold all day, and we'll have the jockey box out there tapping beers, and probably have our hard root beer there, and stuff outside, and then you'll be able to go inside and out.
Yeah,
and then we have Alan Combs in the winery from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then at 4 o'clock, and then people can sled all day too. They can use the run, you know, if you want to bring a normal sled, bring your kids out the sled. And then at 4 o'clock, the cardboard sled competition starts.
Now, I've been asked to do the play-by-play on this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to act like one of those Olympic dudes. Is that okay with you? Okay.
Yeah. Well, we started with the pressure washer on a real fine mist, and we're coating it. So pretty much it'll be an ice luge.
Nice.
So it should be interesting. We should get some good speed.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think there's going to be some cardboard destruction also.
Yes, that's what I'm looking forward to. We're building a sled right here in the studio. Sam Tyler is going to be up front because she's so skinny and little. And then my big fat arse is going to be sitting in the back. We're going to weigh this sucker down, and we're going to call it the 94KX bobsled. So I'm going to show you a little video coming up, friends, if you want to go to our Facebook page later. But Tom, I guess if you want to build a cardboard sled for this, go to your Facebook page to get the rules, right?
Yep. Yeah, get the rules and come on out and have fun. You know, like I said, what could go wrong? Wine, beer, and ice, right? I mean... You know, really.
What could possibly go wrong? I think it's a great idea. It's going to be a great time. Now, speaking of music, is it too early to announce what's coming up in May or no?
Well, we just announced 38 Special and Loverboy together.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, so we could say it on the radio.
Yeah, we can say that. Yep, that's announced, and those tickets will go on sale this Friday.
That is an early start to the Backyard Concert Series, which I think is great.
Yeah.
Get your tickets again, starting on Friday, 38 Special and Loverboy. Mic'ing up Tom Webb from Spyglass.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll show you video of the 94KX bobsled coming up. Plus, we have late night TV Seth Meyers, like only Seth Meyers could do, talking about Prince Andrew.
94.1 WQKX.
According to a new report, Britain's Prince Andrew had a collection of more than 70 teddy bears, and staff members were ordered to arrange them according to a diagram. And then they could get to work on his enormous collection of giant red flags.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Food arguments. Come on. You argue with your spouse or your significant other on food. We all do. The number one argument, 45% of us argue about where to go and eat or where to get takeout. Where to order, you know, food. That's the number one argument, okay? Now, check out these other ones. Number two, my partner doesn't cook as often as I'd like them to. Ooh, that could be tricky. Number three, one of us followed the recipe incorrectly. That's why I have an ex-wife. Number four, what to cook for dinner? What to cook? It's almost like number one, where to go out to eat, right? Number five, what groceries to buy? Well, shouldn't that match the menu? I could be wrong. Anyway, number six, what the grocery budget should be. Cooking could get expensive. And finally, who should cook the dinner? You both agree, and then you don't know who should cook it? Come on now. Tom's top list of the day. Can we please eat in peace?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Our parting shot is an incredible story. A Michigan teacher wanted to keep her students safe in the classroom in case there was a threat, an intruder. School districts have their rules and regulations. So this teacher used necessity as the mother of invention.
Hey teachers, so if you're like me, you've probably been doing a lot of thinking recently about your school safety. I just had an idea and I want to share it, so feel free to steal it. But here's my classroom. I have these big windows along the back wall. My kids know that plan A is always just to get out of that middle window and run across the street. But of course, plan B is barricade the door and fight. You all know this. My issue here is my door. It used to be metal and now it's wooden. I can still lock it, but I have this giant window here. So I thought, what can I give every single student to prepare themselves? I thought a hockey puck. It can really hurt you, especially 30. You can keep them on the desk like this, but my kids just fidgeted with them. So then I got smart. I got some double-sided tape, some scissors, and I just cut a strip of tape for every puck, put a puck under every single desk within reach, and that way kids can use them if they need them. Obviously, it's just a deterrent, but it definitely makes us feel a little bit better.
If you are a teacher or you're a mom, you might want to suggest this in your school district. Hockey pucks. Amazing.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.